So, what's up next?
Let's talk about Romeo and Juliet a little bit.
Oh, that sounds like a happy song. Oh, wait, no, that's
No,
I
it
think
is
that's
not
a
it.
tragedy.
It is a tragedy. It once again deals with the dark and light. It deals with the fact that in our perfection and in our striving, we are broken and we are perfect both. And that sort of, I think, is what I tried to capture with the lyric. It's written stylistically, I would say, in an older style, or you sort of thought it sounded like a haiku in a way.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, to me.
For me, it was written almost to be, well, it was meant to be Shakespearean, obviously, to use the language in a more archaic way. That second verse, the light needs dark, its brighter twin, one without the other lost, formed together, ring and pin, life the purchase, death the cost. I guess again, I go back to the idea that we have such a short time here to look at the beauty around us. Why get caught up in, well, we aren't going to be here. Let's be here.
CD Points of View, Romeo and Juliet. A very different kind of song, very different musically. There's cello and violin in there. Are you piano as well as guitar?
I have many years of piano. I'm not a great piano player. The melody to that was written by Peter Erskine, the jazz drummer, and he had written the music for, I believe, his son's production of Romeo and Juliet. And then he was doing a workshop with choirs from around the world, and he sent me about six songs or tunes to write lyric to. And this ended up being, this was probably the one that I wrote first that made him send me the rest of the songs. And it ended up being covered by the Hilliard Ensemble classical group. So it has a much more, it was written for four voices, essentially. When I went to record it, I asked the cellist that was working with us, Eugene Friesen, great cellist, if he would do the three parts and then I would do the soprano. And so that's how we ended up putting it on the recording like that.
And we do the best we can.
Yeah, we do the best we can, indeed.